Peace to all the brothers and sisters. May the guidance and comfort of Jesus be with everyone.
我们来看创世纪的25章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
25章的26节。
Chapter 25 verse 26.
25章26节。
Chapter 25 verse 26.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。雅各就是抓住的意思。这里谈到以撒生了双胞胎。And
this records how twins were delivered to Jacob or to Isaac.
老大身体很多毛。
The older brother, the older twin, had was born with a lot of hair.
他们的话就叫做以扫。And
he consequently he was named Esau.
那我们的话就叫做阿毛。And meaning that he's
very hairy.
那剩下雅各，因为他是抓哥哥的脚后跟出来的。
And when Jacob was delivered, he was delivered grabbing onto his brother's heel.
所以他们的话，他们就叫做雅各。And
as a result, he was named Jacob.
那我们的话就是叫做阿抓。And
meaning he was grabbing or grasping.
因为这是发音嘛，发音叫雅各，其实就是抓的意思嘛。And
Jacob means to grab onto, to grasp.
我们每个人来到生活到这个人间，我们从小到大也都是在抓东西。In
our lives, whether we're young or old, we are always grasping for things.
我们小时候就抓成绩，希望成绩好一点。And
as youths, we are always pursuing after our good grades.
再长大，我们抓学校，学校抓到好一点。And
when we get older, we pursue after more prestigious schools.
再我们抓更好的事业。
And then to pursue after more better jobs.
抓更多的产业。
And to pursue after more worldly fortunes.
那这个阿抓，如果我们看他的生活，他一辈子都在抓。
And if you look at the life of Jacob, the person who grasped, his life is always after grasping after things.
他在抓到神之前呢，他所抓的，如果你把神从他生命拿掉，他都是抓到空的东西。
If you remove God from Jacob's life, you will see that whatever he pursued, he gained nothing.
所以今天我们来学习，这个我们到底人生是要选择自己抓还是抓住神？
So today, in today's afternoon lesson, we are going to study what should we grasp for, if we grasp for something, or should we grasp for God?
我们就用雅各的故事来看。
We're going to use the story of Jacob as an example.
我们来看传道书先，传道书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastics.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastics chapter 1.
一章是四节。
Ecclesiastics chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节,
verse 4, chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节, 我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。 所罗门王在人世间抓到最多的东西。
King Solomon in his life obtained the most.
他到生命的最后失落了，抓住神。
And at his end of his life, he was grasping for God.
失落了，he
failed to grasp for God.
最后他的生命就是劳碌捕风，抓到风。And
as a result, his life was vanity in grasping for the wind.
那雅各从小他就想抓，凭着自己的力量来抓，不抓神。And
Jacob, in his youth, he was used his own effort to grasp for what he needed, did not reach for God.
利用哥哥打猎很累的时间呢，就骗取哥哥的长子的产业，长子的名分。
He took the opportunity when his brother was exhausted to cheat his brother out of his firstborn.
爸爸说：“哎，那个哥哥，我要祝福了你，去外面打猎回来，我煮好东西给我吃，我要祝福你。”
And when their father Isaac told his brother Esau to go out and hunt and get some game so he can bless him.
那这个阿抓呢，他就穿了哥哥的衣服，然后杀了2只羊羔以上哦。 手上就抹这个羊皮。And
then Jacob, when his brother was out hunting game, he wore his brother's clothes and he killed two lambs and used their use their skin to cover his arms.
想要骗取, 爸爸的祝福。
And in order to cheat, to deceive his father into blessing him.
结果爸爸很怀疑啊。
And so his father was fooled.
奇怪了, 怎么声音是哥哥的声音? 声音是弟弟的声音, 手是哥哥的手呢?
And his father was wondering, why is it that he hears the voice of Jacob, but he feels the arms of Esau?
我们看创世纪27章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 27.
23节。
Genesis chapter 27, verse 23.
创世纪27章23节。
Genesis chapter 27, verse 23.
27章23节。
27 verse 23.
以撒辨不出来, 因为他手上有毛, 像哥哥以扫的手一样, 就给他祝福。 啊, 这里以撒给雅各祝福。
In verse 23, it records Isaac blessing Jacob.
但是没有讲内容啊。
But it did not record what was the content of the blessing.
这是空的福气哦。
This is the, this is empty like the wind.
那后来这个雅各怎么得到福气的?
So how did Jacob later receive his blessing?
后来因为他, 神让以撒闻到雅各身上田野的气息。
And it was only after Isaac smelled the fields on Jacob.
后来神才给他祝福啊。
And only then did God bless him.
28节哦,
in verse 28 it begins.
祝福就很多内容了。
And in the blessing it contains many different contents.
So
it could we're not you cannot fool the
骗你用骗的，你骗不到的。
Okay, you cannot
空的骗到也是空的。
Whatever you achieve from through deceit, you'll always gain nothing.
我们教会哦，现在谈到说， 要在教会结婚，双方要圣洁。
So we say to marry in the church, you must be holy.
那有的青年在填表的时候，就可能会骗教会啊。
And some youths, when they are filling out the application, they might try to cheat the church.
他们也在教会结婚啊。
And they were married in the church.
传道给他们祝福啊。
And the pastors blessed them.
如果按照这一节哦, 那个福气是空的。
And according to this passage, we know that the blessing is empty.
骗的骗不到从, 你可以骗得到人啊, 但是骗不到神的。
You might be able to fool man, but you can never fool God.
所以雅各用自己的手段要去骗起属灵的福气是骗不到的。
So Jacob tried to get blessed through his deceits, but he achieved nothing.
后来他到舅舅的家去。
And later, when he went to his uncle's house,
看到这个拉结非常漂亮。
He saw that Rachel was very beautiful.
那我们来看圣经啊，这个漂亮到底怎么漂亮法呢？
And from the Bible, we can see in what aspect was she beautiful.
为什么雅各喜欢拉结呢？
Why did Jacob like Rachel?
我们看创世纪29章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29.
29章的17节
Genesis chapter 29 verse 17
请你读英文啊, 英文比较看得出来。
Genesis chapter 29 verse 17
29章17节
Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
Delicate啦, 不是tired, yeah.
对,他们有讲, weak.
Weak.
Yeah.
Weak, weak, yeah.
So in other versions, it says that Leah's eyes were weak.
其实利亚这个意思就是很累的意思。Leah's,
for Leah's, the name Leah means to be weak.
这个孩子一出生啊，我在想啊，眼睛就是一条线一样。So
when I believe that when Leah was born, she was born with slit-like eyes.
那长大眼睛也是一条线啊。And
then when she grew up, her eyes were also very.
所以中文讲她的眼睛没有神气了。
So to say that is why they say that her eyes were very weak.
所以现在很多女生喜欢割双眼皮就是这样。And
as a result, that's why many women like to have the double eyelids.
所以雅各没有爱上她。So
as a result, Jacob did not love her.
那拉结，你刚刚说什么？
Was very beautiful in form and appearance.
Beautiful in form and appearance. 这个用中文的话就是身材好，脸蛋儿也漂亮。
In verse 17, it records that Rachel was, Rachel's eyes were beautiful of form and appearance.
Form 就是这个身材嘛, yeah. Appearance 就是这个咯。 所以脸蛋好,
so Rachel was both beautiful in her form and her appearance.
所以用现在来讲就是 莉亚比较像模特儿，啊，拉姐比较像模特儿了。So
you know, today's terms is like Rachel was a model.
哇，还得了！这个男生看到了，怎么会不肯抓呢？So
and as a result, so how could, who which man can resist Rachel?
这个抓一抓，这个阿抓一抓就抓了父上14年的代价。当然第七年他就把他给他了哦。So
and so Jacob pursued worked for 14 years for Rachel, but after 7 years her, his uncle gave her to him.
14年如果你一年賺5萬了哦。14年是5420多少?70萬。聘金70萬美金哦。So
if
if
every year
50萬。沒有算錯哦。聘金要70萬美金哦。
So for a, if a person makes $50,000 a year to for 14 years, it's about $700,000.
这个太太价值大概一栋 mansion 一栋大房子.
So this to so basically, Jacob paid the amount of a large mansion for Rachel.
你很爱抓，但抓到最后呢，这个利亚就是不会死，拉啊利亚就是不死，拉杰就很早就死掉了.
But at the end of your pursuit, Rachel died early, but Leah lived.
啊，这个人哦，死哦，就是很不甘愿死啦。这个拉杰很不甘愿死啦。拉杰哈，他就是死的很不甘心呐，死的非常的不愿意走了。谈话叫做硬死的，这个人是硬死的。So
Rachel died unwillingly. She was very unwilling to die.
啊，你看那个啊，35章，因为死的太早了。So
she died at a very young age. You can see that in chapter 35.
35章哈，17节。
Chapter 35, verse 17.
正在艰难的时候，少孙伯对他说：“不要怕，你又得一个儿子。”18节。
Verse
18. 他将近已死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他的儿子起名叫便俄尼。他父亲给他起名叫便雅悯。便俄尼是什么意思？So
what does Benjamin mean?
No, Ben-Oni.
Ben-Oni.
他妈妈临走的时候给他的儿子起名叫Ben-Oni。Ben-Oni就是 son of sorrow. 哦，做干苦，那个就是忧伤之子啦。他临死之前都是不受安慰的啦。So
The name Ben-Oni means the son of my sorrows, meaning that even when she was giving birth to him, she was full of sorrow.
So she
died in sorrow.
所以我们后来历史上有一个很有名的名字叫做拉杰哭子。你看马太福音第二章哦，当西利杀了2岁以下的所有的孩子啊，就应验了圣经上的话。 拉杰啊，哭子啊，就是他死是哭孩子，哭死掉的。So
in the Bible, there's a phrase as like the crying of Rachel. It was recorded in Matthew when record that King Herod would kill all the male children, and the women would cry like Rachel.
所以我们可以自己抓自己随心所爱的哦。如果不是神愿意哦，抓到最后就是抓到啊一匹黄土啦。拉杰最后埋了。 这个雅各给他埋在坟墓里面，立了一个碑。And
so, but if we pursue after what we desire and it's against God's will, in the end we will gain nothing. All we'll gain is a grave with a marker.
那雅各也很会抓财产啊。
And Jacob also would after pursue is very good at pursuing.
他很认真工作了。And
he worked very diligently.
他回想他一生，他这样讲。
So when he looked back in his life, he said this.
他说我白日受尽干热,
that his life was full of evil and sorrow.
黑夜受尽寒霜,
and in the darkness he slept and in the frost.
我眼睛常常没有办法合眼睡觉，眼睛常常没有办法闭起来睡觉.
And in his and at night he was unable to close his eyes to sleep.
他为了要更多的财产，他是过这样的生活.
And in order to pursue after wealth, he lived this type of lifestyle.
但是呢，如果雅各这一辈子没有神的话，
but if Jacob did not have God,
你知道他所抓的啊，可能在一天之内统统不见了。
That in one day he could have lost everything he pursued.
我们看啊，31章。
Let's turn to chapter 31.
31章42节。
Chapter 31, verse 42.
后来拉班啊，他的岳父追上他了。
So eventually, his uncle Laban caught up to him.
因为前天晚上神才跟拉班出现哦。
But the night before, God appeared to Laban.
我们看先看29节好了。
Let's start reading from verse
29. 31章29节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 29.
我手中也有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可以雅各说好说歹。如果隔一天晚上，李亚德奈，就是前一个晚上哦，神没有出现跟拉班讲说，哎，你小心哦，你不要对他说好说歹哦，要不然你完蛋了。
So if God did not appear to Laban the previous night and told him not to, to be careful what he speaks, neither to Jacob, neither good nor bad.
那这个雅各他所赚的大概一夜归空。
I believe that Jacob would have left empty-handed.
你看哦，我们来看四十节到四十二节。
Let's turn to verse 42
节到四十二节。
Verse 40 to 42.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡觉。我常常是这样。四十一。
Verse 41.
我在这二十年在你家里，为你的两个女儿服侍你十四年，为你的羊群服侍你六年。你又十次改我的工价。四十二。
Verse 42.
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就在亚伯拉罕，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在。你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。所以这个拉班是有可能在一夜之间呢，让雅各空手回去的。
So it's possible that when Laban was pursuing after Jacob in order to take away everything he had.
哦，所以今天我们可以用我们的手一直抓哦，抓很多机会来了，一直抓。
So we can use our hands to grasp after all that's around us.
如果不用神保守，可能真的是抓到空哦。
But without the protection of God, we would have grabbed onto nothing.
你看几年前房子一直上涨。
Let's in the previous years, we can see that our home prices kept rising.
哇，那个钱很好借哦。
And it was very easy to get a loan.
大家可能放百分之多少？百分之五，然后就开始买房子。都放百分之，买房子，一直买，一直买，一直买，就是要抓更多的。
All we needed was a 5% down payment, and we could have gone a loan, and we kept buying more and more houses.
神不保守，没有给人智慧。一下就被套牢了。
But if it wasn't for God's protection and the wisdom He gives us, we would have lost everything.
如果我们这一辈子只用自己的双手抓，而不去抓神。
But if we only use our hands to pursue after wealth, but not after God.
雅各怎么跟法老讲的？
And what did Jacob tell Pharaoh?
我一生的年是年日130岁。
I have lived 130 years.
我这一辈子啊，用四句话来形容，就是又短又苦了。
And And I remember the words that my life is short and bitter.
你会羡慕雅各的生活吗？生命吗？
Would you wish to have the fate and the life of Jacob?
我是不会羡慕的。
I would not desire this life.
他这一辈子啊，逃亡三次。
I was running three times.
第一次哥哥要杀他。
The first time his brother wanted to kill him.
第二次他的岳父要抓他。
The second time his uncle was chasing him.
第三次他怕世间人来杀他。
And third time, the Sycamans were pursuing after him.
你可以想象你的女儿被人家强奸了。
If your daughter was abducted.
你可以想象你的儿子变成杀人犯。
And your children became murderers.
那你的最爱的儿子又被野兽撕裂了。
And your most beloved son was then killed.
你会喜欢这样的人生吗？
Would you like to this lifestyle?
所以他说他一生的年日又短又苦啊。
And as a result, he said his life was short and bitter.
因为在他一生大部分的日子都是靠自己的双手在抓。
Because his entire life he relied on his own hands.
他想要去抓长子的名分。
He wished to get some prestige and name.
最后妈妈死了，最后面都没办法看见。
And when as a result, when his mom died, he was not able to be by her side.
他抓住了很多的财产。
He pursued after a lot of wealth.
但是七年荒年当丰年，再过七年的荒，第二年的荒年呢，他们家的粮食通通吃光光。
And after 7 years of growing, after two years of growing food, a famine came and wiped out their produce.
手抓了在哪里？抓到了，最后都没有饭吃了。
And at the end,
抓很多没饭吃了。
And at the end, there was no food for their family to eat.
抓太太，失去太太。
he was pursuing after the wife he desired, and he lost her.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们其实很多人，我们都大家基本上都很喜欢抓哈。
So in our lives, we are always pursuing.
我们喜欢来到美国。
We wish to come to America.
因为美国到处充满机会。
Because America is a land full of opportunity.
有时候不是我们没有看到机会。
And it's not because we do not see the opportunity.
有时候我们看到机会，反而成为我们的祸患。
But sometimes we see the opportunities and.
反而啦，因为你看到机会哦，心就大了，那大了完蛋了。
So we see these opportunities, and then we our hopes become very big, and that becomes a problem for us.
神没有说我们不可以抓。
The Bible does not tell us we cannot pursue after.
但是我们看到雅各的一生呢，他如果没有抓到神之前，他抓的，如果他生命把神拿掉，其实他的生命是抓空的。
But if we do not pursue after God, and we can see this in Jacob's life, whatever we pursue after is vanity.
我们再来看看他后来抓到神。
So in the end, Jacob pursued after God.
在抓神之前呢，其实他真的不懂得抓神。
And before he pursued after God, he really did not know how to grab for God.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.Genesis chapter
32. 32章第一节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 1.
32章第一节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 1.
雅各仍旧行路，神的使者遇见他，第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各看见他们就说，这是神的军兵，于是给那地方起名叫马哈念，就是十二军兵的意思。他看到两个 camp of angels, 看到两营的天使。
So in...verse 1 and 2, it records that Jacob saw two camps of angels.
没有错嘛，英文叫 two camp,
哦。没有，他是 only 讲 one camp, but Menahem 是讲 double camp.
Double camp, 哦。诶，那个时候他情况很危急咧。
So he was very, very puzzled.
他情况很危急，因为他再来就要见到他哥哥啦。
So he was very, very anxious because he was about to meet his brother.
你想看他让这两个养营的精兵就从他身边擦肩而过，他没有说哎来哦帮助一下，没有啦，遇到神的恩典，让神的恩典跟他不懂得去抓，不懂得去抓这个两个的精兵，就跟他擦肩而过了。
So we see that Jacob only saw these two camps of angels because and he did not go to them or pursue them because he did not know how to ask God for help.
所以你看到第六节，他听到哥哥带四百个人来了。
In verse 6, you see that Jacob heard that his brother brought 400 men.
第七节。
In verse 7,
雅各就甚惧怕，而且愁烦。
And we see that in verse 7, it says Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed.
如果我们想起伊丽莎，对不对？伊丽莎不是有那个亚兰军来围困吗？Elisha has the Assyria came to,
so,
surrounding them.
Elisha had an Assyrian camp, army surrounding his camp.
神开伊丽莎的眼睛，跟他仆人眼睛，哇，满山都是天兵天马，火车火马在保护着他们。
And when God opened the eyes of Elisha and his servant, they saw that they're, surrounding the Assyrians was God's army of fiery chariots and horses.
没有愁烦，没有害怕。
So they were not afraid.
今天呢，我们的问题是我们知道有神存在。
So today the problem is that we know that God is with us.
但是我们不相信神会从天上掉下食物下来，不相信会有玛拿掉下来。
But we do not believe God will send manna from heaven.
所以我要靠自己去抓那个，我抓越多，我安全感越有啊。
So therefore we pursue and try to grab as much as we can to comfort us.
所以对属灵的事情哦，好东西属灵的来，就让他跟我们擦肩而过，看到了，听到了。但是呢，我们不会请他来保护，请他来帮助一下。
But when we hear the spiritual blessings, we only watch it pass by. We do not go after and pursue it and grab for it.
真的用我们自己双手抓，到最后就是什么？就是烦恼惧怕。
So, but we often use our own methods and our own efforts to grab for things, and in the end, we become afraid and desperate.
感谢神，后来他懂得抓神。
So, but praise God at the end. But praise God at the end, Jacob knew how to pursue after God.
抓神到底之后有什么改变呢？
And so, how did Jacob change after he grabbed onto God?
我们看三十二章第七节。
Let's turn to chapter 32, verse 7.
三十二章第七节。
That's Genesis chapter 32, verse 7.
我们看三十二章二十，看哈，二十八节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 28.
那人说：“你名叫 你的名不要再叫阿抓了，要叫以色列。以色列就是 God rule。以后你的名字就是让神来统治你的生命了。你不要自己抓，让神来替你抓，让神来 rule， 让神来统治你的生命。
So in verse 28 records that Jacob, God changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel, meaning that, that God will, that he is now ruled by God and God will pursue for things for him.
真的，当你抓到神之后啊。
So truly, when you, after you have pursued God,
你有神的经历之后,
when you have obtained God and you have obtained his, God, his blessings.
第十九节二十节。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 19 and 20.
33章19节20节。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 19 and 20.
他用一百块向示剑父亲哈莫的儿子买支帐篷在啊支了帐篷的那一块地二十节。
Verse 20.
在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫伊利伊罗伊以色列，就是神以色列神。如今啊，神才是。我雅各的神啊，当你真正抓住神之后呢，那个神就不是你听见的别人的爸爸的神。那个神当你抓住之后呢，你不要再用自己的生命抓，你把神抓住，你就会知道这位神真的是你我黄世明的神啊，你某某人的神。他这个抓住神之后，他才说这个神就是我以色列的神啊。
So after you obtain GodGod will become your God. He will become your individual God.
弟兄姐妹，我们哦，没有抓住神之前呢，我们的心是在人间的。
So before, so brothers and sisters, before we have obtained God, our hearts are, in a prison.
是在 on the world.
It's in the world.
那我们抓住神之后呢，我们的生命真的才会有改变呢。
And only when you obtain God will our lives change.
雅各抓住神之后，第一个我们就看到他生命真的改变了。
So after we can see Jacob's transformation after he has obtained God.
首先他本来是一个非常自私的人哦。
So we see that first that Jacob was a man who tried to was very aggressive in pursuing things.
你看你要抓这个抓那个，抓到都是给我自己啊，他是一个自私的人啊。
So he would pursue after things for his own personal desires.
所以你看他在安排跟他哥哥那个路上面哦，他是两个死泥。做跟儿子做第一对，然后呢，比较不喜欢的太太做第二对，啊，最喜欢的太太做第三对，啊，他自己呢，他自己躲到河的另外一边去了。
And we can see that Jacob was very self-centered, and the way he arranged his family to meet Esau, he arranged the two handmaidens and their children first in the front of the family, then Leah and her children, then Rachel and her children, and finally he's in the back of the camp across on the other side of the river.
喜欢抓的人怎么可能会不自私呢？
So why would this person who likes to pursue after things do this?
但是你抓到神就不一样了哦。
But when you after you have obtained God, you are very different.
看三十三章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 33, verse 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他抓到神之后,
so after he has obtained God,
他自己在他们全头过去一年七次服务在地，才就近他哥哥。他在他们前头过去，就是他那时候其实已经瘸腿了，但是已经看到神了，所以拖着瘸的腿跑过拉结这一族，再跑过利亚那一族，再跑过两个是你那一族，跑到前头去。面对他生命的危险。
So we can see the transformation of Jacob after he has obtained God. Because he was now crippled, he limped in front of Rachel's group, in front of Leah's group, in front of the two maidservants' group, and went to the front of the camp and to meet his brother.
生命真的不一样啊。
And we can see that his spirit was different.
从自私到真的有一个很强烈的爱。
So a person who became very fearful to now to a more stronger person.
我们来看第十三节，三十三章十三节。
So let's turn to chapter 33, verse 13.
雅各对他说：“我主知道，孩子你们年幼，牛羊也正在乳养的时候，若是吹管一天，群羊都必死掉了。”十四节。
Verse 14.
求我主在仆人前头走，我要亮着在我面前的羊群畜跟孩子力量慢慢前行。这个以先的以 以前阿抓不是这样的人啊。
So this, what's recorded in verse 13 and 14 is different from the Jacob that who likes to pursue after things.
他现在可以量着别人的软弱，慢慢的陪着别人走路哦。
Now he has an understanding of the weakness of others, and he is able to slowly walk with them.
所以他生命有一个奇妙的转变哦。
So we can see that his life, his spirituality has a transformation.
他抓到神之后，他的未来有一个神的话语的带领。
So after Jacob has pursued, has obtained God, his life is now ruled by God's words.
我们来看，我们今天早上读过了啦，哈。
So we've read this passage.
46章。
Let's read chapter 46.
他现在抓到神，那凡事求问神哦。
So and after he has obtained God, he went and asked from God.
那他有事情他就找神问了。
So now, whenever he had a problem, he would always ask God.
那神就给他指引哦。
And God would give him an answer.
46章第一节。
In chapter 46, verse 1.
以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。第二节。
Verse 2.
夜间神在异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”第三节。
Verse 3.
神说：“我是神，是你父亲的神，你不要下埃及去。你下埃及去不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。”第四节。
Verse 4.
我要和你同下埃及去，我必定带你上来，约瑟给你送终。哦，你看哦，我要同你下去，我要带你上来，然后呢，你最爱的儿子要陪你走你的晚年。
And so in verse 4 it says, I, meaning God, will go down with you to Egypt, and I, God, will surely bring you up again. And Joseph, his most beloved son, will put his hands on your eyes.
你现在抓到神了。
So he has now obtained God.
神就是你生命的陪伴啊。
And so now he is the source of your life, or the partner in your life.
你住台湾，他跟你去台湾了。
If you go to Taiwan, he will accompany you to Taiwan.
你来美国，他跟你来美国了。
If you come to the United States, he will accompany you.
他跟你上山下海了。
He will climb the highest mountains with you. He would travel to the deepest parts of the ocean.
你想看哦，如果你有个最好的律师在你旁边。
If he had the greatest lawyer standing next to you.
啊，最好的勇士在你旁边。最好的 mighty man 在你旁边。
He has the greatest, the mightiest person standing next to you.
实在是人生没有什么好害怕的。
Then you have nothing to fear.
他不再抓人间的东西了。
So he no longer pursue after man's things.
他只抓住神了。
He only pursue after God.
请问他有没有人间的东西呢？
Let me ask you, does he have the desires of the things of man?
他以前抓财产。
Before he pursued after wealth.
后来还是没饭吃啊。
But in the end, he had no food.
他抓住神之后，神就让他们家在埃及地成为大概当时代的守护。我想哦，
but,
除了王之外，王之外的守护了，大概是这样子。
So, but after he grasped onto God, God sent him to Egypt where they prospered and have food to eat.
你知道那个？请问雅各过世的时候，埃及人为他哀哭几天
？So let me ask you, when Jacob passed away, how many days did the Egyptians mourn for him?
圣经上讲70天。
The Bible records 70 days.
请问法老死的时候，埃及人要为法老哀伤几天
？And let me ask you, when the Pharaoh dies, how many days is it required for the Egyptians to mourn?
历史学家说72天。
And according to history, it's recorded 72 days.
Hey.雅各的耶瑟的爸爸雅各死掉，人家为他哭70天呢，只差法老2天呢。
So when Jacob, the father of Joseph, died, the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days, only 2 days less than the Pharaoh.
请问他有去抓这些东西吗
？So let me ask you, did Jacob pursue after these things?
他自己没办法抓这些东西、啊。
It was impossible. He could not pursue after them.
这些是给的，不是抓的。
This was given to him. He did not pursue after this.
你知道刚开始的时候，约瑟啊，他是不愿意啊。跟哥哥相认的。
So in the beginning, Jacob did not wish to meet
约瑟。约瑟哈，约瑟，你知道他的婚姻哦，他失掉太太，又失掉儿子，这是雅各生命当中最大的痛。又失掉约瑟，失掉太太，又失掉约瑟，雅各生命最大的痛。
Okay, so to lose Joseph was Jacob's most greatest heartache.
他不知道约瑟还活着啊。
He did not know Joseph was still alive.
是谁让约瑟的心改变，愿意跟哥哥相认，愿意最后可以把爸爸接到埃及去了？
So who changed Joseph's heart to reveal himself to his brothers and to bring his father's family to Egypt?
他这个没有办法抓的。
This was something he could not pursue after.
是神给他的。
This was given to Jacob by God.
这个好像死的儿子又复活，是神给他，不是他抓的。
It was like a child who was dead and now is resurrected. God gave
him. 最后他不是在抓福气的啦。
At this point, Jacob was no longer pursuing after fame.
他是祝福别人的，从晚年有了神之后，不是在抓福气，但是到处去祝福别人呐。
And now Jacob was trying to take care of others.
But he did not try to grab blessing anymore. He blessed Pharaoh and blessed his son. 他已经从抓福气到我要祝福别人了。
So
当你抓到神之后，你会觉得说，其实祝福比抓福更重要了。
So when you have obtained God, you will find that it's better to bless than to receive blessings.
所以弟兄姐妹哦，今天哦，我们真的神如果要给你哈，你怎么挡都挡不住。
So brothers and sisters, if God wishes to bless you, there's nothing you can do to stop Him.
如果神不给你哈，你不抓神，神不给你一直抓，神不保守，可能只是抓到风哦。
And if you decide to pursue things after your own, and God does not give it to you, then you're just grasping for the wind.
这是从我们从阿抓的故事哈、哦，很清楚的可以看到，他没有神之前，真的都是抓没有神，真的都是抓到风啊，这是很清楚的故事啊。
And we can see that this is very clear in the life of Jacob, who kept pursuing after things, but only grabbed the wind.
所以您今天抓什么呢
？So today, what are you pursuing?
这次在神训班有个学生那见证。
Today in the in the theological school that one of the students said
NYTS
during NYTS one of the students gave a testimony.
他说呢，他为什么他现在是大三的学生吧？哈，他说他为什么可以建立起一种祷告拜神的生活
？Currently, he is a junior in college, and he testified why he was able to live a life of prayer and worship.
他当时在教会长大哦，每天没有祷告的习惯了。
So even though he grew up in the church, he did not have a habit of praying.
他有一次 SSC 哦，他很想在考试的时候考一百分，考满分。
And during a spiritual convocation, he wished to get a perfect score on a test.
但是人家考十届，他有一届忘记了。
But in a test, he forgot one question.
但是有一个 bonus 哦。有个 bonus， 如果说你这样做，他会给你，你只要打勾，他就给你加五分这样子。
So, but there was a bonus question where if you just make a mark, then you would get 5 points.
他说我从今以后每天晚上在家里祷告十分钟。
So,
如果你 mark 的话，就多加你五分这样子。
So after that, he said, I you know, every time he goes home, he will pray for 5 minutes. It's like getting that bonus question right.
他想一想，我真的很要考一百分呐、啊， so, 所以他就好。从现在开始我给他打过。从现在开始，我每天回家都要每天祷告十分钟这样。
So so now he wants always to get that bonus question. Like so he goes home and prays at home for five minutes every day.
感谢主，他的大学的真耶稣教会信徒他每天早上7点半一起祷告。
So so praise God that every morning when at 7 o'clock he would he pray with his members from the church.
他讲哦，他说他一直跟他们祷告那段时间哦，虽然他就是很奇妙了，就神特别开他脑筋啊，那抓住神的那段时间，那个 GPA 哦，几乎到4.0了哦。
So he said, he said that during that prayer, God, when he was pursuing after God, God would make his mind, open his mind and make it very clear so that he did well in school, that his GPA was about 4.0.
那有一学期啊，他们不晓得怎么样，就没有在一起祷告啊，他祷告生活也缺乏了。
So, but curiously, in one semester, they were not very diligent in their prayer, so his prayer life began to falter.
他那学期的 GPA 是 2.8.
And as a result, that in that semester, his GPA was 2.8.
他说哈，不是你祷告就得好成绩，不一定是这样的哦。
He's not trying to say that if you pray, then you'll get a good grade.
但他说你抓住神哈。
But if you grab, if you pursue after God,
有很多额外的恩典呐。
That you will get many other blessings.
我有时候我在看我们一些。同工的生活、生命。
So we can see that in our in the lives of our co-workers and our colleagues. So that many of them have live lives that are with God. But we see that their lives are not lacking anything. Even though it seems like they have nothing, but they seem to have everything. So let us turn to Genesis, or the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. So we often tell the students this.
And
to be successful in the world, there are two methods. Number one, you can rely on your own efforts. Or number two, you can have the grace of God. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33, verse 9. Genesis chapter 33, verse 19.
33:19.
So if God knows your name, and that before God you can have His goodness. So you don't need to pursue after pursue on your own because God's goodness is sufficient for you. So in Canada, I met a brother there. He is the son of an elderly pastor. He told me that he grew up in the city of Kaohsiung.
高雄是重工业区, 他小时候大概吸了太多这种重金属的东西, 所以他
Kaohsiung, I guess, grew up was not a very good area, and maybe he has smoked some things when he was young, so as a result, he was not as bright as his peers.
So, 人家考学校, 人家都考到最好的大学, 他都是那个最后的大学,最后一名进去的这样子。
So, while his peers was able to be accepted into the most prestigious schools, he, on the other hand, got into the last place in the worst school.
然后公司呢,也是,人家说一直interview,他也觉得自己不可能上,可是他就是最后一名挤进去一个公司这样子。
And when he was looking for work, he was accepted into a company just by, during the interview at the last spot.
他说他这一辈子哦,
So it said in all these experiences, God gave him plenty of good opportunities, even though he was always the last place. So now he's in Canada and he has retired at age of
50.
That it's so clear to me that even though he might not be as bright as others, but God has blessed him plenty. And it's I speak to you very plainly, this is just life. So what should we pursue after? So truly we must truly grab onto God. So how did Jacob finally grab onto God? And I think we are often like this. So number one, that Jacob finally reached an impasse and he went to after God. So I think that Jacob probably did not understand God, so therefore his life reached a very critical and cruel point. I think he's like many people that when you reach a point where you cannot pass, you try to escape.
他最后其实他是躲在河的另外一边，也是想有机会真的先死这个死米啊，再死这个利亚啊，再死拉杰啊，我在最后啊，我随时可以这个脚底抹油，要溜就可以溜。他前面都是在溜的，这个人就是脚很厉害，可以溜的。
So when he was waiting on the other side of the river, I think he was planning his escape. If they try to attack, they can use the servants Leah and Rachel as a buffer to allow him to escape.
可是神来跟他摔跤啊。
But God came to him and wrestled with him.
那二十五节第三十二章二十五节。
In chapter 32, verse 25.
他摔跤的时候扭到了。
So during his wrestling with God, he became injured.
那这样怎么办？逃到哪里去？
So he became limp, and so how can he run?
没办法逃了。
So it's impossible for him to run.
靠我自己，我没办法，最后一招没有了。
So now he cannot rely on himself.
自己没办法，就把神抓住了。
So when he was unable to escape on his own, then he grasped onto God.
26节
Verse 26.
那说天明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我住，我就不容你去。我自己想象哦，那个时候他可能把，因为他们摔跤是近距离的嘛，可能把神的大腿抱得很紧了，不可以走。
So I pictured him at this point that he is grabbing onto the leg of God and refuse to let go.
这个。有时候你如果有办法，我们都不会想抓神。我还有办法，我为什么要需要神呢？
If you have,
但有时候真的是你没有办法了，你生命最后一招都没有了，连逃都没办法逃了。拜托，你要祝福我，不然不让你走啊。
So if we have our own ability, I believe that we would try to run away. But if you lost, if you are unable to run and you have nowhere else to turn, then you would grab onto God.
何西阿书十二章说，是第三节到第五节说。他大声哭泣，恳求主了。
So in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, it records that Jacob grabbed onto God and cried loudly.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要学习怎么抓住神。
So brothers and sisters, we must learn how to grab onto God.
你的祷告有体验吗？
Do you have experiences in your prayers?
你们祷告到直到看到神的面，你看到神的面之后再让他走呢？
Have you ever prayed until you have seen God's face?
为什么雅各变成以色列，变成一个新的人呢？
So why was it that Jacob became Israel, a new man?
因为他在那个地方看到神的面。
Because at that point he has seen God's face.
你的生命如果没有经历神的面，没有那种真正摸到神哦。你说你要抓着神，其他不抓，做不到的，因为你没有那个体验。
So if you have tried, if you say that you have, if you try to grab onto God without seeing God's face, it's difficult, it's impossible because you do not have that experience.
什么叫做见了神的面？
So what does it mean to see God's face?
实实在在你在祷告当中有体会到神跟你同在。
It is that when you pray that you feel God's presence, His abundance with you.
我们常常说学生在 NYTS 有体验就是。当他们进到灵里的深处，真的摸到神的存在。
So during NYTS, we say that the students experience God because when they get into, when they become, prayer become very deep, they feel God with them.
你这一辈子哦，一定要有一个亚伯渡口，一定要有一个见到神面的体验哦，要不然你不会想要抓神抓得紧紧的啦，因为对你来讲，它只是一个理论而已，甚至是一个很空滑的一个病，你没有。听说而已啦。
So if you do not see God's face, you do not experience Him in your prayers, God is still just a concept to you.
我不相信你有办法把神抓得很紧。
I do not believe that you would be able to grab onto God very tightly.
所以我们祷告要用心一点。
So in our prayers, we must put more effort.
真的，我在非洲啊，看到弟兄姐妹祷告，真的精神很好。
When I see the brothers and sisters in Africa praying, I see that they are very earnest.
因为要起来按手，要按手，要不然呢，我就把照相机拿起来照。
So during the prayers, I would either be laying hands on them.
我需要按手，所以我没有办法照。要不然我如果不需要按手，我就拿照相机来照他们那个。真的，他们祷告哦，汗珠像雪的。你看他们，他整个连的脸哦，都是汗滴耶，汗滴耶。说实在是很感动，很想把它照下来，真的。
When I see the brothers and sisters in Africa praying, their faces are just full of sweat, and it touched me so much. I wish I could take a picture.
可是我们没有那种祷告精神，怎么抓住神呢？ But 就摔跤，这个就是祷告。没有摔跤的精神，怎么抓住神呢？
But and we do not have this earnestness in our prayers, and because we do not have this desire to wrestle with God like Jacob, because wrestling is prayer.
我上花学道哈，比如说 NYTS， 如果有一个人在当中护轨。很自然，大家都祷告很用心哦，很大声哦， 很迫切这样子，因为鬼在就在他们当中啊。
So if during NYTS, if there is a if we there's a person that's possessed with a demon, and everybody would pray, everybody prays very hard because they're afraid that this demon is in their presence.
一定要借着这样子，我们才能有办法真的祷告对象像摔跤吗？
Is it only this in this extreme circumstance do we have the heart to pray like as if we're wrestling?
我们每一个人呢、啊、都有见到神的经历啊。
So I hope that everybody would be able to reach the point where they touch God.
如果你真的这一辈子还没有体验过神，
So if you have never experienced God,
我劝你参加 NATS、哦。
Then I encourage you to attend NATS.
真的。
I truly,
我们很多学生在 NYTS 体验到神了。
Many of our students during NYTS has touched God.
每天祷告两个小时。
And every day we pray for 2 hours.
你要禁食多久？没有人管你、哦。
And no, and you can pray, you can fast for however long, and nobody would bother you.
最好的机会跟神摔跤。
This is the best opportunity for you to wrestle with God.
有一个学生他见证，对不起，已经到了，我再讲这个见证完就结束。
So, sorry, the time's up. So I will just give you this one last testimony.
他说。那有一次祷告都没有感觉。
So there's this one student who said that during his prayers he never have any experience.
神啊，难道我的罪真的重到你的手没有办法进来触摸我吗？
Lord, is my sin so plentiful that you are no longer able, you would not be willing to reach your hand to touch me?
求你让我感受得到你。
Lord, please, let me experience you.
他突然之间感觉到有只手就这样插进去他的心里面，好像就把他的心给他抓住了这样子。
So then he suddenly felt a hand reach into his chest and grab onto his heart.
他说那个不晓得什么样的感觉，就是没有办法形容。他整个人就像啊，圣经上那些人见到神那些人一样哦，要昏睡在地上。他整个人就趴在地上这样子。
And he said this was an experience that was very difficult to explain, but but it caused him to prostrate himself on the ground.
这样的体会呢，怎么可能没有神呢？
So with this type of experience, how can you deny God?
那有一次啊，他很怀疑他的灵言是习惯性的还是真的圣灵。
So once he was saying that for his tongues, he wasn't sure if it was just habit or if it was really the Holy Spirit.
祷告他就问神啊，神啊，我这个真的是圣灵吗？
So and during his prayer, he asked God, God, do I really have the Holy Spirit?
那奇妙呢，那神就把那个他读过的圣经哦，圣灵就是要说所有的经节都一个一个跟他讲，当然你讲方言就是得圣灵啊。
So and then in his prayer, God revealed all the passages in the Bible regarding the Holy Spirit and to prove to him that the Spirit in him is the Holy Spirit.
神啊，不要，我还要一个 sign, 我要一个 sign.
And then he said to God,God, I want a sign.
啊，神就跟他讲啊，圣灵就是说是方言就是一个 sign, 不是吗？
And then the God told him the ability to speak in tongues is a sign.
他就说神啊，那个 sign, 那个方言的 sign 是为不信的人做见证的。
So, and then he said to God, God, the speaking in tongues is a sign to those who do not believe.
那神就跟他讲，你现在难道不是不信的人吗？
And then God told him, Are you somebody who does not believe?
因为他在怀疑，当然是不信啊。
Because he is doubting, of course he.
很好，祷告可以跟神对话。他想一个事情，神就回答，就从圣经上，就是一个意念就跟他回答。
So in his prayers, he was able to converse with God.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们真的要有经历神的经验。
So Lord, brothers and sisters, we must have a heart to pursue to experience God.
生命把神抓住。
So in our lives, let us grab onto God.
其实啊。你有了神哦，难道神不会带领看顾吗？你不用去抓这个抓那个，最后不是抓的，是给的。
So brothers and sisters, if you have God, there's no need for you to go pursue and grab after things. God will give you things.
你也可以给别人哦。
And God gives, God will give you, and you can give it to others.
你是要抓风还是抓神呢？
So will you pursue after the wind or will you pursue after God? Let us pray together.